defensive posture. Most people defend their positions. There's a risk in admitting failure, especially in environments that treat certainty as credibility. But the people willing to do it earn a kind of trust that those who never admit fault simply can't buy. On some level, when people fake confidence, you know, and it makes it harder to come back stronger. The smartest people think things through before they defend themselves. When something goes wrong and the instinct is to explain it away, they resist that for a minute and get back to curiosity. They ask better questions. What did I miss? Is there a better path I could take next time? What systems am I not applying? What can I do differently? A wise person who sees through all the failure is willing to change their mind without feeling like their identity is in crisis. And they're curious about their own blind spots. They stop looking for reasons to blame someone else. Even when the outcome or the process is not their responsibility, they help the team ask the most important questions. Let go of being right. A few years ago, I was convinced a content discovery app could generate recurring income for me in the future. I invested time and money and had all the reasons it could work. I had the logic. I hired the experience to back me up. We went ahead, but a few months into development, it wasn't working as I expected. And when it became clear it wasn't working, my first instinct was to invest more money to launch it faster and gather feedback. I fell for the sunk cost fallacy. The approach had flaws I could have caught if I'd actually listened to my doubts. I treated them as obstacles to overcome. What I eventually had to admit was that I'd been more attached to being right than to getting the right outcome. But I learned more than that from the experience. Einstein said, "The measure of intelligence is the ability to change." Vocabulary focus. Sage. Rationalize. Iteration. Playwright. Posture. Credibility. Recurring. Fallacy.